You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. As a situation was brought to my attention about baby Elijah, he was born 24 weeks early, and his first breath was expected to be his last. I was reached by Sheila Mangus about Kelsey Steffen, Elijah's mom, and wanted me to reach out to Kelsey and find out how we could help through the GoFundMe. And I wanted to share this story about Elijah with you today. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Kelsey Steffen.
Hey.
Kelsey, let's start from the beginning. I talked about Elijah being born 24 weeks early. Whatever point you want to start with, tell about Elijah and the journey that he's had so far.
When we got pregnant with Elijah, I ended up coming down with preeclampsia and high blood pressure. I've never had it before. And a week after Thanksgiving in 2021, I went to the hospital with my husband. I had just could not get over this migraine that I was having. And we decided to go to the hospital. And while we were there at the hospital, my blood pressure was extremely high, and Elijah's heart rate was low, and he had dropped in heart rate a couple of times. So they told us that we were going to have a baby that day, and that was not what I was expecting. He was due in March of this year, and so we had Elijah December 2nd, and he has overcome just so much. He's currently still in the hospital at Children's in Birmingham, and he has gone through multiple surgeries. He's overcome just so much stuff that, you know, for a little small thing, he was 13 ounces when I had him. He's now 20 pounds, and he, you know, he's recovering very well now. But he was diagnosed with chronic lungs, so that's why he's still in the hospital. And he, you know, every day he is making strides and becoming bigger and getting healthier. But it's still just going to require him a little more time before we can get him home.
And of course, the complications that come with bringing baby home, I know that there's probably some fear there, the risk of having a child that has had these complications so far.
Right. You know, if he gets a sickness, it's, you know, RSV or the coronavirus, it will attack his system a little bit harder than a baby that was born preterm. So, you know, we run the risk of, you know, bringing him home, bringing him around him. You know, he's been in a hospital for over a year now. So there is some risk there. And you know, God, definitely we praise God for the miracle that he has just thrived and has gotten better. He had trach surgery, so he will be coming home on a vent on oxygen. So he has, you know, done so well with that and to get where we can get him home.
What has support been like for your family, Kelsey? Friends, family, those who have jumped in to say that they wanted to help you during this time?
We have had an incredible support system. Like I thank everybody for it. It takes a village. I don't know if you hear that a lot, but it certainly does take a village to raise a child, especially one with special needs. And I would say my family and friends and even my coworkers, everybody has been so helpful to us. Not only you know, with here and there, we've had a baby shower for him in February, and pretty much all that stuff that we had, we can't use now because he's so much bigger, but
right.
I mean, have so much support and so many people praying for him. And I mean, it's incredible the impact that he's already made at 1 year old.
What toll does it take on you as a mom for your child to be in the hospital as long as he's been? I know that when you have a baby, you want to take the baby home as soon as possible, but you've had to be very patient during this time.
Patience is definitely something that you don't ever pray for. But I have learned a lot about myself through this. At the very beginning, it was very tough because, you know, looking at him at 13 ounces, I mean, he just didn't look that, just to me, it's just like, that's crazy how someone that small can, you know, he looked really like an alien to me. But it was, you know, a lot of strength that I got from the Lord and from God that I, you know, and even from Elijah with him overcoming so much. You know, I had to strap my boots on and keep moving because, you know, I needed to be there for my child. And, you know, I would, you know, to be honest, I would do it all over again because it has taught me so much about strength and about allowing people to help me, because that's probably something that naturally I'm not good at. I've always been the server. I've always been the one, you know, going out. If you knew me, people know that I love being out in the community and serving other people, and to be the one being service is probably the hardest thing for me because I'm usually the one doing it. So that's something that I've had to learn with Elijah, is to allow people to help me.
Are there any special organizations that stand out that have helped you during this time? I try to highlight those, and I want people to know and be aware of various organizations that can help. Are there any specifically you can think of?
Project Sleep Pea has been helpful to us. Even March of Dimes, when we were in Birmingham at UAB, March of Dimes was helpful. My mom may not like me for this, but she did start a nonprofit called Elijah's Blankets. And what she does is she crochets blankets for parents who are in the NICU. If you're not familiar with Kangaroo Time, is that parents that can't hold their baby at first, but they have to hold them on their, from like skin to skin, The blanket is warm enough to keep the baby and the parent warm. So my mom's been very helpful with sending blankets with me most of the time that I go down to see Elijah. Project NICU as well has been very helpful to us. I think those are the only really the ones that we've really dealt with.
You have me very interested now as you talked about Elijah's blankets. How do people support that specifically?
Well, my mom, it's very new, so that's why I said she may get on to me about it. But she really, how to help to give is that she wants people to buy yarn, and she'll make the blankets and send them on, and she writes a little note to them. Sometimes she'll have me write a note because, it's more personal when it comes to somebody that knows what you're going through. So she really just wants people just to invest in buying yarn so that she can make those blankets for the moms and the parents and the baby.
Well, we certainly need to help your mom with that effort because, as I've talked about before here on the Mark White Show, we have people who go through very difficult situations, and in that, they decide that they want to help others because they then understand what it's like to go through that struggle. And I think that's the way it works for most of us, that when we have a struggle and we feel that hurt, that pain that goes with that struggle, we decide that we don't want others to feel alone. We want to give them some hope, something that allows them to feel like there are people who care about them. And I think that's exactly what your mom has done. And I'm more than happy to try to promote that effort.
Yeah, that's wonderful. In this experience, I asked God when I got to the right mindset, how can I be used? And even, going and speaking to other moms that are, that I see, I've seen with being in the hospital for now, this is our third hospital, since he's been, born, I've seen so many people walk in and out, and, sometimes it is hard to understand, why my child hasn't left yet, but it has given me an opportunity just to even speak to moms that, who are freshly in the NICU and let them know it's going to be okay. They're going to overcome it. And if they, need someone, I actually even met somebody when I was at work who knew someone that was in Birmingham in the same time I was, and we met up for lunch. And we were able to, go back and forth to, conversate together and to share some things that, some people may not understand. And that's been the biggest blessing to me, to be able to help someone navigate through the NICU life. Even though I'm still walking through it myself, I feel more like I'm a veteran since we've been here for so long. So I have seen the light in this experience, and like I said, in a weird way, I'm thankful that we experienced it, Elijah, this way, because it has opened up so many opportunities for me to just to be a blessing to somebody and an encouragement to someone. So
I think that's wonderful, Kelsey, and I'm sure that you've also built relationships with other families through what you've gone through.
Oh yeah, Elijah has a couple of, we just call them bed buddies, and we still keep in contact with them. And actually, I think they're in the Florence area, and we've definitely formed a special bond.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Kelsey Steffen. She is a mom to Elijah. We've talked about Elijah a little bit, his earliest days of birth, and what he's gone through at Children's of Alabama in Birmingham. Right now there's a GoFundMe, and we're going to talk about that in another segment. So if you'll hang with me, Kelsey, we'll talk about what the needs are that you know so far and this GoFundMe and how listeners can help, okay?
Hey, thank you.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as I continue this conversation with Kelsey Steffen. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. let's all do something good today.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about baby Elijah. And I have Kelsey Steffen on the line with me. They've gone through a lot over the past few months as they've watched the baby grow. They've watched Elijah grow. And of course, there have been major challenges. Elijah wasn't expected to come home. And now here we are, a 20-pound bouncing baby boy. And Kelsey's been sharing about Elijah, and I wanted her to be able to share about what their needs are as they transition from Children's of Alabama in Birmingham to their home. Welcome back to the show, Kelsey.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Where is it you have to travel from Birmingham to call home? Where do you live?
So we live in Eva, so we're about an hour from Birmingham or from Children's.
Okay, so y'all have had a lot of traveling to do for family members that wanted to come and visit, and that's still an hour back and forth. That can cost a lot of money, can't it?
Yes, sir. It certainly does.
We don't realize how much it adds up until we actually have to do that, and I know that, as you mentioned, you have a lot of people who've been very supportive, and I'm sure that those people, a lot of them were from your area, and if they were to travel, they have to make that hour drive themselves, so it is a big undertaking to have a child in the hospital and then navigate your normal life, whether or not you're able to go to work or not. Now, what about jobs?
Yeah, my husband's been able to keep his job. You know, I've also been able to keep mine, and my manager has been extremely helpful with me being able to go as when I need to. But, you know, I eventually ran out of sick time and vacation time. So I had to be put on a leave where I would, you know, if I was not at work, I was not getting paid. So, you know, it did take a little toll on our expenses, especially since, you know, it is an hour away and gas prices are, you know, when we went to Birmingham, that's when gas prices shot up. So, you know, with, and not only that, food and, you know, food and fuel. I usually just stay in the hospital with him, just because, you know, with me being at work, I've missed so much. So I usually, if I'm down there, I usually stay in his room. So, but yeah, it is, you know, it's gotten a little costly for us. So, but we've both been able to manage keeping our jobs through this.
Elijah was born on December the 2nd, 2021, not 2022, but 2021. And at 24 weeks, as you mentioned earlier, weighed 13 ounces, less than a pound, and 11 inches in length. And you had to battle preeclampsia for several weeks prior. You were willing to take on the risk, even for the sake of your baby, as you cared so much about your baby that you wanted to make sure that Elijah was taken care of.
I truly believe that Elijah is in God's hands, and that, you know, that if I was, did not have the faith that I had, I don't think I would be even having this interview with you, and, or this, you know, talking with you, and with the, just, I leave it all to God. I give him all the glory, to be honest. And I'm thankful for the miracle that God has given to me and, or to my family. And, you know, even his name has meaning to it. And, it's Yahweh of God. So, you know, I give all glory to God. That's all I can say.
And now the big transition from the hospital to your home in Eva. What are some of the things that you know of right off the bat that you're going to need in your home for Elijah to be taken care of in a good way?
As right now, really, diapers is probably one of the biggest things. He is outgrown. He came from a micro preemie diaper to now he's in size 6. So we've had to give, you know, I've given a lot of stuff away to people that I know that are in need. I've given most of everything that we have gotten from people that have given to us, because he can no longer fit them anymore. So, I mean, really the biggest things right now is diapers and formula. And we are looking into getting him like a wagon fold, kind of, it's a stroller that will be able to accommodate him and all of his equipment, because he will be coming home on a vent. So it's just a bigger stroller that can hold all of his medical equipment and him as well.
And I'm going back through the email that Sheila had sent me, where specifically the HME system, the special design chairs, wagons, tracheotomy equipment, and healthcare supplies. And that's going to be quite expensive for your family.
Yes. And those stuff too. As far as I know, there's going to be a lot of equipment that we'll need for him coming home. So we'll need also like stuff to store those things. So that's going to cost money as well. But as far as the needs, that's what he'll need.
So that people can find the GoFundMe if they want to support this effort, is Raising a Miracle is expensive, but so worth it. And they can go to GoFundMe.com and search Raising a Miracle is expensive, but so worth it. I know that you and John are excited to be able to bring your baby home. There are going to be challenges, as you know, but you do have a village, it sounds like, that's ready to help. And I know that's an encouragement to you to know that you do have people that love and care about your family in a way that they're going to be supportive of you as you raise Elijah in your home with very difficult circumstances.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for the village. Especially my family, my husband's family, that, you know, push us all the time and, you know, allow, hey, what do you need? So it is, I could not do it without them. With the support they have given us and the army of people that have prayed over him and prayed daily over him, I couldn't have asked for a better village to have around me.
What's your message to listeners, people who are hearing this for the first time, about baby Elijah? Maybe some of the struggles that you've gone through that would encourage them to support your family and others that are going through challenges like yours.
You know, with Elijah, it allowed me to stop and to actually care when, you know, when you're going, I'm a people person. I like to talk. So my coworkers really got on to me about always having conversations at work, but it really made me stop and think, you know, you never know what someone's going through. And it just made me want to pray more, want to encourage more, be very, what's the word, I'm like, intentional. And because you don't know what somebody's facing, and you don't know what, you know, how they deal with it or if they're dealing with it. And it just made me more aware of what's going on in the world, and that there's a lot of hurting people around. And a kind word, or even a, hey, here's $10, go get some coffee. You know, I've had some people do that to me. Hey, here's $10, get you something, get you a coffee or something, or find, or, you know, little things like that, or just saying, hey, I'm praying for you, or hey, if they're on your mind, this is, you know, what I tell people a lot, that if they somehow become on your mind, send them a text message, call them, or say something, because you never know, in that moment they needed you right away. And maybe they felt like they couldn't reach out or talk to, because you don't want to put their problems on you, and are put their, your problems on them. But just, you know, anytime you just, someone just randomly pops up in your mind, you just reach out. And, you know, with Elijah, it has helped me be just more intentional, I guess I would say.
I love that. We all need to be intentional. We all need to think about others and whatever struggle we're going through, understand that there are other people who are facing some of the similar battles, and be supportive of them. And right. I know that you're going to continue to have support for Elijah and your family. Today is a day where new people are hearing Elijah's story, and I know that they'll want to help. And there may be some people who don't necessarily do GoFundMe or online, but is there another way that people can support your family if they're not GoFundMe savvy?
Yeah, the prayers. We, you know, I believe in the power of prayer. And it, even if you're praying over our family, just know that you're touching our family. You're giving us the strength that we need. Even if you want to go out and support any other local NICUs or even the hospital, donate. I know, like, sometimes the Huntsville Havoc does something, and just, you know, I would, you know, give as much as you can, or wherever. It doesn't necessarily have to be to us, but I would just say, prayer is the most important thing, and I believe God answers the prayers, and that, you know, whatever needs that we'll have will be fulfilled by Him.
What if someone would like to send cards or letters or donations that way?
That's acceptable too. Whatever is on your heart, you know, like I said, that's fine. But really, even if a prayer, it doesn't always have to be financial. You know, cards or even letters to Elijah, we would love that. Even a video, or saying, you know, we're praying for you. It doesn't matter. It, those things really will touch our heart no matter what.
What's the address where people could send cards and letters?
1756 6 Mile Creek Road, Eva, Alabama 35621.
Kelsey, I wish you all the best as you get to bring Elijah home. I wish your family all the best. And I know that there are people out there who want to support your family, and you're going to continue to have that great support. So we do have you all in our prayers as you move forward with baby Elijah, okay?
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you'll share this show about baby Elijah with your family and friends, and let them know about this situation, and you can help this family during this time. Again, the GoFundMe, you go to GoFundMe.com and you can search Raising a Miracle is Expensive but So Worth It, and support this family during this time, the Steffen family from Eva, Alabama. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. No ordinary hero, talking about
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.